It's all Jay's fault.
Well, it's legal now.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, an LGBT podcast coming to you live from the studios of digitalstreamradio.com. And we come live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. I'm functioning. My name is Tom.
Can you just say digitalstreamradio.com one more time?
Digitalstreamradio.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Tom, and I am your host. And as always, I'm in the studio with these bitches that I love so much, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
And
Jay Bear.
And welcome you all to The Dish. We're here. All right. We're queer. Get used to it. That's the battle cry for all of us, right? Uh-huh. Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Come on into that mic. Don't be afraid to come in.
Do you have, do you want to talk about the opener?
Do we have to?
I mean, not necessarily. Necessarily.
Look at that. I smoke. She gets the fucking effects.
I think you turned on the wrong mic. I don't hear me.
You don't hear you.
I'm better. No. Yeah.
Just make sure that, you know, you come into that mic. I told you, treat it like a penis.
Oh my God.
That you want to suck. Or something.
Or something.
Right. Or whatever. Imagine.
First, he tells me to come into the penis, then he wants me to blow it.
What?
Oh.
When was this?
He said, come into the
penis. Well, happy birthday weekend, right?
Right. Okay, so why don't we toss it over to you? So, Jay, you just had a birthday.
Yes.
And how old are you now?
47.
47. Yeah. 3 years shy of 50. See, I wasn't that far off.
I'm an old guy.
My face, though? I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Math is
He's
hard.
He's trying to figure out his Spanish math.
23.
23.
That's your forever eternal age? 23?
No, I would say 25.
2 years. Yeah. So interesting that you say that. So my handles for a lot of my emails is... It's Tom Ortiz 25, right? Mm-hmm. And that's because when I created them, I was 25. So I've been eternally 25 forever. At least, like my email says. Say something. I will cut you.
I'm not going to say anything.
You better say I look beautiful. I might be fat, but I'm beautiful.
I'm agreeing to disagree.
She gonna get cut. She gonna get cut today. Yeah.
Birthday weekend. Yeah, my birthday was on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Really didn't do much. I was hoping to go on a charter boat and do some fishing.
Uh-huh.
But the weather kind of fucked us over. And we actually I was on call for work as well.
Oh, nice.
Of the storm. So
right.
I kind of played it low key because I didn't want to be in the middle of something and then
have to run.
Have to run into the office. So
well, that's great. Kinda, yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm sure that once you hit 47, it's like, you know, it's not so much about the parties, but the grandkids and the kids coming over and they're drawing little things for you.
Yep.
You know,
doing all the grandkid stuff, annoying you.
So sad.
No, thank you.
And how are you, Trish?
I'm good. Busy, crazy, long weekend, but very short.
Right. She got inadvertently fired from her job.
Uh-huh. But not really.
I mean, from a technical perspective, she had no access to anything.
Yeah. So it was a rough Monday morning.
Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And we worked last night at the bar.
Our listeners know I officially got a full-time job where I'm at. But my original contract ended last Friday.
Right.
So this morning I woke up and I was locked out of everything and I couldn't access anything or get anything done until noon. And then I had back-to-back meetings, which I ended up just coming here for.
Right.
But it was a Monday morning.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
The Mondayest Monday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Mondayest. She's been Mondayed. Now, I had a very low-key weekend. Okay, can we talk about, first and foremost, where the fuck is summer?
Yes.
Where's summer?
What are you talking about?
Because I had a low-key weekend because it rained. So, you know, every Friday we're playing bingo here with my mom and everyone. Last Friday it rained. This Friday it said it was going to rain, and then it didn't. But I canceled bingo anyway, so I feel like little old ladies are going to murder me soon. Because, you know, that's they're fun. But yeah, it's been raining and raining.
At least you have cameras
and raining
everywhere. Like, if your mom or your aunts are creeping outside, you can at least know that they're there.
Right. Have a heads up, they're here to kill you.
And I'm just like, you know, where is good old sun? Where's the sun? Because this gloomy shit in July, and by the way, yeah, we're into July, right? Happy 4th to everyone. Mm-hmm. We didn't do an episode last week because we wanted to take the 4th off, but it fucking rained. And rained and rained. And I'm like, you know what? Where the fuck is summer? Like, I want summer to be here pretty soon. Like, 16 weeks from now, we're going to be being dumped on by like 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, we're getting April showers in fucking July.
Seriously. And it's like, oh my God. And summer's flying. It is flying. It's already July 12th.
It's weird. Yeah.
It's my ex's birthday.
My ex's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, cancers, no wonder.
Yeah, we crabs. That's why you loved us.
I mean, do you feel like summer for you has been here?
It's been shitty. We went camping figuring it was going to be a nice weekend. And mind you, I didn't even bother checking the fucking weather.
Of course you did.
And it rained on us all weekend. So
you pretty much, there's nothing worse going camping and not being able to be outside.
Yeah, well, I still make it work. Dude. Of course. I got my pop-up canopies. I got a couple tarps going. And I even built a camp, bitch. I was living it up.
This little wet bear running around in the woods looking for honey. Oh, my God. I got a funny story about honey. And, or not honey, but,
let Pooh talk.
I don't know what's happening here.
Go ahead, girl.
I forgot.
She forgot.
you.
What?
Trish, how do you feel about summer? Do you think like summer's here? I mean, is it gone? We had a heat wave, but that was just like a tease.
It was the tip.
Honestly,
it was a shaft.
I don't know. I sort of agree with you because like, right now, all I can think about is September, because that's when theaters reopen and like what my brain is kind of like fixating on and like all the things that are going on in September and what we're planning for. So I don't feel like I'm in the moment, really. I don't feel like I'm in summer.
I just don't feel like summer's here yet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was definitely hot. I mean, we had that heat wave where it was like 99 every day and like the humidity factor was like 130.
Well, I mean, if you go to Partners, it's always a heat wave.
Right. Oh, gotta love Dave, though.
So, funny story, but not that funny. Last night, I went over to the AC and turned it on twice. And every single time I turned my back, Dave went right behind me and turned it off. Uh-huh. And I didn't know he was doing that. Mm-hmm. And then Tom was like, yeah, no, he was following you and turning it off.
Seriously, like right behind you. And I'm like, we were sweating.
Yeah.
I was sweating balls in there. Mm,
I was damp.
So anyway, bucket story. What I wanted to say, so I have a friend of ours, and we know who this friend is, who went on a little getaway with his ex to Vermont, to his ex's father's house, cabin somewhere. And they're hiking in the woods, and he's like really quiet. And
is this recent?
No, it's been a couple of years now.
Okay.
And so his ex then asked him, why are you so quiet? He says, no, I'm just observing. It's like, I love it that even like in, you know, in the forest and whatnot, as you're hiking, everything is really clean. It's not like some of the like hiking trails in Connecticut where you see trash and blah, 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 and which is not true because there's a lot of beautiful hiking trails in Connecticut. But that's what he said. And, you know, and I noticed that you've got all these pretty little like trash buckets all over the trees.
Oh, I've heard this
and
story.
His ex stopped. Like, he goes, what? He goes like, yeah, look, I mean, all these trees has like little trash buckets so people can throw their trash in it. Those aren't trash buckets. Those are for collecting nectar, right? To make maple syrup.
Sap.
To make syrup. And his ex just started cracking up like really hard. He legit thought these were trash bins that they hung
to the trees.
Can I ask really quick, like how did you get there? Like the how did
we mentioned honey.
Right. Oh. Honey.
Oh, okay. Honey. I see. All
right. Right, yeah. It's just a whole thing. Mm-hmm.
She got high.
And
mm-hmm.
scattered conversations,
right? And so it just goes all over the place. So yeah. So we were talking about work and how hot it was in there, and we were also talking about trash buckets. And the thing is, so when we leave work, we sometimes go straight home. Blah blah blah. Last week, I didn't go straight home. We're gonna talk about this.
Oh.
And so I left the bar and I was hungry. I didn't eat anything before I went into work. And so I wanted to stop and grab something to eat. And so I went to this rest stop on the highway and stopped at a Wendy's and picked up a sandwich. But the drive-thru was closed, so I had to walk inside. And I had my shirt on, my tank top that said period. And so I walked.
Now, when he says period, he means period. Like, it says period.
Period. Yeah, with a T, which means that it's the end of the conversation. I gave you facts. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Like all your Facebook posts.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I walked in and there were two guys standing in line. And then one of them turns around and looks at my shirt. He goes, "Oh my God, I love your shirt. Period. Yes, I agree. Yeah, the whole nine yards. Yeah, this is fabulous. Oh my God, I would totally take a picture of your shirt, but I don't have my phone with me." I'm like, "Okay, well, here's my phone. Take a picture.
Flag number one.
And I'll send it to you." So he takes a picture with my phone, hands it back to me. And then I went and I said, "Okay, what's your phone number?" And I text him. And so he got the picture. And then like 5 or 10 minutes later, I'm in the car scarfing down my sandwich. I mean, this girl is hungry. And I get a text message talking about, "Would you like to give me some head?" And I'm like, "What?" And then followed by that
in the
picture,
middle of her Baconator.
No. Right. No, it wasn't a Baconator. It was a double. It was the classic double. And so
likes
right
as me.
Right, hello. And right after that, it is followed by a picture that is blurred for whatever reason. So you have to like touch it and scroll up so it can magically appear. And the most humongous, beautiful penis pops up on this phone from the stranger that I met at Pilot.
Was it veiny?
It was.
You saw it.
Yeah, I showed it to you.
So did I.
I want to share some details.
And and no, it was, I mean, it was huge balls. It was a beautiful penis. But I immediately responded with, "I am married. I cannot do this." No.
Jay, what did you say earlier? Is that the first penis you've ever been afraid of, Tom?
I had to regretfully decline, to which he responded, "I respect that, blah, blah, blah. You know, respect and honor your marriage and heart, heart." It was a total lie. I was just like, "Yeah, no, I can't do that."
But this is actually a really important conversation that you bring up.
Right.
Now, we're talking now about unsolicited dick pics.
Right.
It was, and they come.
Oh, do they come? All over.
I get them. You've recently got a bunch, but how, as a group, do we feel about unsolicited dick pics? Like, so, I didn't ask you for that,
right? And so, you know,
and the people that I do ask, where are they?
Right. So my thing is this: if I had asked you for a cock pic, then that's one thing, but you could, it could have easily ended with the question, "Do you want to give me some head?" To which I would have, I replied, "No, no."
And he's still choking on the pic.
And then the picture came in, and I was just like, "All right, this was completely uncalled for." You know, like, if I wanted to see your penis, I would ask you. I would ask you, or I'll pull your pants down and look at it myself.
Okay. I mean, a blanket statement: I always want to see everybody's penis. But
no.
No, generally, yeah. I mean, like, not everybody, I guess you're right.
Okay.
But
you have standards.
That being said, like, you can't be like in the middle of a work meeting and get an unsolicited dick pic. Like, it's,
yeah, Nick.
It's happened. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I'm sitting there talking to KeyBank and I get a message on my phone. I look at it. I'm like, "Oh shit, it's a dick pic."
Uh-huh. It's completely uncalled for. And, you know, we recently met.
No. Literally, like, "Can you send me an eggplant emoji first? Yeah, like, eggplant emoji question mark? Hello?"
Yeah. Oh, is that what that means? Like, do you want to see a cock pic?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
We're making it then.
You're maybe onto something, girl. Yeah. Girl. She talks.
Coin text. That.
TM. Right. Yeah. So,
TM dick pic.
So we have a mutual friend that, you know, took it upon himself to send me like a collection in many different poses and positions of his penis, and to which I'm sitting right next to you, to which I replied, I'm like, I didn't need all this. I didn't ask you for all of this. Yeah. And so how do you feel about receiving unsolicited sexual content on your personal device?
Well, if we're not having a conversation that should lead to that, I wouldn't expect it. So getting a random pick, especially if this is what I think happens a lot of the time.
Right.
We'll get that random dick pick, which normally we would be like, oh shit, nice cock. At the worst fucking time.
100%.
So what happens? Uh-huh. You see it and you're like, oh, this guy's a fucking prick, because now you're kind of embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. So
because, on a first date.
Mean? Yeah, you're like, what the f- what? I mean, normally I would have been like, all right, I know, you know.
So
I
you're think, on a first date. Yeah. Your nephew has your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like some, hey, that's why I don't let anybody touch my phone. It's,
oh my God.
Regardless of pics. I just right. don't let people touch.
You know, I thank God that I use a work PC to do my job.
Yeah.
Because honestly, can you imagine if you were on a Zoom call and you were presenting your entire screen, and an iOS message comes up, and you know how it shows you a preview? I never
even thought about
that. Yes. Oh yes, girl. Yes, you have to deactivate shit. Yes. If you're presenting and you're not presenting an app, and you're presenting your whole screen, anything that pops up. Is your show.
Imagine. Oh my God. I can't.
All your text messages.
Get a picture pop up with somebody's asshole in the middle. Just holding this.
My mind is blown right now. I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
Wow.
If you're using Microsoft Teams or any of those other platforms that allows you to present your entire screen, I mean, you can choose to present a specific application so that that doesn't happen. But a lot of people, if you're toggling between screens, will opt to just show screen one, right? And anything that comes on that screen is game.
So I'm reading a new book, obviously, because
clearly.
And it like has all these rules, which I'm writing out because I'm going to give it as a gift, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, this is cute.
But so I can't really talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But basically these rules are for like, you know, someone, if you're, I don't know, really close to, or, you know, whatever, like whatever. Anyway. Gunkle rules. Anyway.
Gunkle rules.
So number five, if a gay man hands you his phone, look only at what he is showing you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
If it's a photo, do not swipe. And for God's sake, don't open any apps.
And we mean any. Like, just don't go through my phone.
No. And that is rule number five.
That's rule number five.
Mm-hmm. I think that applies both gay and straight, to be honest.
No, but especially a gay uncle. Like, straight people don't usually keep a lot of sexual pictures. Like, every what? Straight woman that I've ever, like Jackie well, hands women, me her phone,
women
for
probably not as much as right. men.
But men? Oh, women? My God. Yeah. Especially gay men. It's like, right now, Bear Week is happening in P-Town. There's supposedly an outbreak of COVID in P-Town.
Really?
Expectedly. So they had over 600 people on that freaking...
on the dock?
On the dock.
Holy okay. fuck.
I want to go back to this, but I want to read one more.
Okay.
All right. So this is kind of funny. Number two, cameras are your enemies as much as they are your friend. Even the cutest babies can have bad angles.
Oh my God. That's so true.
But no, going back to P-Town, did you hear about what happened at Spiritus?
No.
There was like a brawl, like a fight.
At Spiritus Pizza.
And there were all these memes and like things that were coming out about it were all of these like, I wish I was a fly on the wall so I could have seen that gay man like, what are you doing? Like just like fighting like a lobster, you know what I mean?
So,
T-Rex arms.
So for those of you who are listening.
And who started that fight?
Oh, I don't know. It must have been some queen. She must.
I mean, I wasn't there.
I know, because I feel like you would have totally. So, for those of you who don't know, if you've never been to P-Town and you're part of the community, P-Town is Gay Town USA. Mm-hmm. It is the premier place to go to if you are a member of the community, where you could be served up all kinds of things. You know, if you, for example, are a lesbian and you want to surround yourself with women, you can go to Women's Week, and it's just an amazing party for women. They have Family Week. So if you are a gay couple that have children and you would like to really enjoy what P-Town has to offer, which is absolutely beauty, it's gorgeous, then you can go to, you know, Family Week, and then they have Circuit Week, and, you know, like Bear Week, there's Carnival Week, and they have all these different themed weeks, and so you can get a little bit of everything. But in P-Town, when everyone's done drinking at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., depending if it's a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, you know, because I believe bars close at 2 on weekends, 1 and...
I think it's all 1.
All 1 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'm wrong. So maybe 1 o'clock. But while the bars let out, there's this one pizza place that I believe their entire revenue for the day is made at night after the bars let out.
100%.
And so people just hang out in front of this pizza place. It's called Spiritus Pizza. And so what you're describing is, imagine having like 600 hungry, and when I say hungry, I mean hungry queens who went to the gym, didn't eat anything all day, thinking they were going to get pounded out, and then they realize that they didn't have nobody to hook up with that night, so they end up with Spiritus Pizza, shoving pizza down their throat. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of people are in front of this place, and sometimes you wait hours to get a slice.
It's so good, though.
So when you describe a fight amongst that crowd, it's so hard to maneuver when it's, you know, shoulder to shoulder. I can only imagine if a fight broke out and people are trying to get out of the way, like it's stampede. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, so that's Spiritus Pizza.
Oh my God.
But I love P-Town. I miss P-Town.
I know, me too.
I love that I can go, like, you know, kayaking, or you can go to the dunes and walk through the marshes to get to the beach. You know, there's so many different things you can do. They've got beautiful trails over the national seashore there, where they have all the dunes and stuff. It's great. It's just, there's so many things you can do. And of course, you know, have yourself a gay old time.
Oh my God. So, Michael Kmac, 35, was arrested early Friday by Provincetown police. He was charged with assault, battery, and strangulation or suffocation outside of Spiritus Pizza.
Are you sure this wasn't like a BDSM event or something?
No.
I'm looking
allegedly
at the article.
Yelled forms of yelling forms of hate speech at no one in particular, and pushed a man against a wall and choked him. And the alleged victim told the police, like, this is crazy.
Sounds like a hot date.
Could have been.
I mean, it just describes a fetish event for me.
The victim accused Kmac of being racist, but Kmac told the police that he was not racist because he was dating a Puerto Rican man.
Oh, Lord, of course.
Ay, papi, yes.
Ay, sí, papi, dale, dale, dale la cara, mete un puño.
Yeah, you get one of these crazy Puerto Ricans.
Like, it's just
punch
crazy.
That bitch.
Like, oh my God, I can't. I mean, gay men be crazy, but...
Oh, God.
Strangulation or suffocation? What?
Of course, there had to be a Puerto Rican involved somewhere in there. Yeah, we some crazy bitches. But no, but I love P-Town, and I miss P-Town, and I really wish that, you know, I could get up there sooner than later. But when you own a house and you're single, you can't afford P-Town. I mean, some rooms nowadays, you know, a six-day stay is close to $2,000.
Yeah.
It's expensive, and
girl,
you know,
there's a campground not too far off.
This bitch is not camping.
I forgot. We're talking about Tom. Mm.
And no, me. No. I would never.
You won't camp?
Nope. Hell no.
Why not? Mm-hmm.
I need running water.
There is running water in campsites. There's bathrooms. There's
where
showers.
People are that can't see you.
Correct. Like,
it's like they have communal showers with little cubicles that you go into and shower. People can see your feet.
Jay, yeah, there is a time frame in every day of my life where no one is allowed to see me.
Right.
And that is.
And she literally has to walk from her hut to the showers, and the campground will empty.
Yeah.
Completely.
My roommate, who's been dating this one guy for a long time, he came over And this must have been like the first or second time I ever met him. And I hadn't showered or done anything. And I hid in my bedroom. I'm like, I'm not, no one gets to see me like this. And Pat literally said to his boyfriend, who was like, does he not like me? Like, is there something wrong? He was like, no, there's just like a window of time. And I don't think he showered today. So you probably won't see him. Like, it's just a thing. I've called out of work when my water heater broke. Like, no, I'm not going to work if I can't shower.
Well, I mean, the cold face might have, you know, brought down the cold shower.
I have eye patches for that.
Oh, but the cold water works. It restricts those capillaries, girl.
I've got like...
You'd be tight in no time.
I literally have like ice patches that I put on my face now.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. 33.
So back to this P-Town thing. What would you do if you were at Spiritus and a fight broke out?
I'd be like...
What every other drunk person does, either edge on the fight or say it's the wrong thing or just sit back and see what the fuck happens.
I would stand because they have these little tiers, right? So that you can say, I would stand up and try to like see.
I'd just be like, what who's did winning? She do?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did you catch her under the dock?
Under the dick dock? Mm-hmm. Who did she go home with?
Right. So
she would choke
him out. I mean, like, you should not choke him out, but like, what does she do? Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you wait till you guys got home for that?
There's a place and a time for everything.
Right. Not while you're eating pizza.
Mm-mm.
And then ruining it for like everybody else, right? Because what if they ordered that place shut to get all these people cleared
out of the street? Tom, you just sit there and eat your pizza.
Oh, of course I would. Of course I would. Not one. Yeah. Like two, three, or four slices.
Yeah. Like, and I ordered. I'm waiting for my shit. Mm-hmm.
And then the thing is, it is the saltiest pizza, if you get the pepperoni one, that you will ever have in your life. And the next morning,
pepperoni pizza.
You're looking at like... anywhere that you can find bottled water to just gulp because you get up so thirsty.
You know, I just find it like, I just can't imagine. So if you think of West Side Story, mm-hmm. you have the Jets and the Sharks, right? Now imagine if you had like gay Jets and gay Sharks and they started fighting at a pizza place in a gay town. Like it would just, I think it'd just be hilarious.
Right. Like it makes for a good movie. I mean, you know, when you think about all the craziness that happens, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that if I broke out there, I mean, I've never experienced one while I've been there, but it'd probably be fun to watch.
So the real question is, do you think that they stayed together?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they were a couple though, were they?
Maybe not.
The guy was there with his Puerto Rican partner.
No, right? Yeah, I'm not a racist. I'm dating a Puerto Rican man.
Lord have mercy, I cannot.
Just like did on Friday when I was like, I should know how to speak Spanish. All my friends are Puerto Rican.
Yeah, she lies. That's a lie.
Well, I mean, that woman called me fat.
Gordito.
She didn't say gordito. She said something else.
Gordo.
No.
Panzón.
No, it was like a nice way to say you're fat.
Oh God.
Like you're pretty and chunky.
Saludable.
I don't know. But anyway.
Nick knew right away.
I knew that word and I was like, excuse me?
Nope.
She wasn't having it.
And then she called me lazy.
Gordito?
She called me lazy and fat.
Girl.
Who was this?
I don't know, some lady, some like mom there with her kids.
Where?
At the bar when I was working.
Which bar?
Partners.
A
on Friday.
Mom with her kids?
Yeah, she...
She had like four toddlers with her?
No, I mean like she was an older woman that was out with her like son
I'm picturing a Karen.
Yeah, maybe.
With a couple of kids in
a Puerto Rican Karen.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're fat and you're lazy. And I'm like, what the fuck? And this was all because I was like, she was like, can I have four Coronas? I was like, I only have two right now. Let me get some more. And so I went to the bar back and I said, hey, can you grab some Corona and bring it up? And she's like, did you not go get it? And I'm like, oh no, that's not my job. Like
there's somebody to do
the
that.
Bar back's going to go do that. And she's like, oh, you lazy. And I'm like,
I'm telling you, people have balls. People have balls. Speaking
but I don't think she was doing it to be malicious.
No. She was like, but you were like, sweetheart. Bitch. I was like, yeah. Do you know who you're talking to? Because I'm crazy.
She's crazy. She will lose her shit. Speaking of crazy people, billionaire Richard. Oh, God. What is his name? Madden? No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, Richard Branson, that's who it is. So he's the billionaire that owns Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, yes.
And he's the one that actually took a group of his employees, there was like four of them, that got into the spaceship that he created and flew into the outer layers of Earth. And for a moment, him and his crew were weightless. And they unbuckled and sort of kind of traveled around like astronauts. He's the first billionaire to make it into space.
In his own ship.
In his own ship, right. That it's not NASA sanctioned.
And they made it back?
And they made it back. Yes. And it landed. This all happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was all, they were all live, you know, like live streaming it and stuff. And it was cool. And normally I don't like to, you know, speak about these kinds of things because as great as it is, yes, you made it to the moon or you made it to space or yeah, you floated in space for 2 or 3 seconds. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people in our very own country that are dying of hunger. And this jackass spent billions of dollars to create the spaceship over the last, you know, 15 years and testing different models just to go to space for like 2 seconds and then drop back down. Mm-hmm. However, one of the parents from one of the victims of Club Pulse reached out to Mr. Branson and had asked if he would honor them in some way, being that he was going to be the first human that wasn't an astronaut to make it into, you know, Earth's orbit. And so by asking, what he did was is he took a ribbon, an LGBTQ plus ribbon of the pride flag, and put it on himself on his way up there and dedicated that to the 49 victims of Club Pulse that died in Orlando, Florida. And I thought that was very sweet. And it's something that obviously I wanted to mention on the show because I think it's noteworthy to say the least when someone who, regardless of your status, takes an opportunity to bring light into something that brought so much pain to our community. I think it's worth noting and talking about, even though I think he's still a dick for spending billions in when we could be, you know, helping people right here in the US of A or even around the world. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to mention that. But yeah, that happened this weekend.
I don't know. I feel like that's great, but also like that's it.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So you go up in space, you spend 90 seconds in weightless environment.
Then ribbon.
With a ribbon. And then you drop down back to space with your crew. I mean, we got to also acknowledge the significance of something like this. I mean, you're talking about a human being outside of any space program from any country, independently creating a craft that can go into space. Tony and back.
Stark. Modern day Tony Stark.
Right. And
well, I mean, in the article, too, it says, you know, bringing pride to space in the name of one of the most traumatic events to affect the LGBTQ plus community in the U.S. brought much celebration. But Branson has yet to comment on if he would offer financial support to organizations supporting Pulse shooting victims and their families.
Right, which I think would be the ideal thing to do. I mean, if you want to show pride,
don't build another fucking rocket ship and fucking give some money to people that need it.
Right, and so while I love the fact that we did this, and I think that this is going to open the doors for more exploration and the possibility of us doing some space travel, I just think that, you know, it's just hard to swallow. And then, you know, monkey see, monkey do.
I think he will, though. Jeff Bezos. I think he will, and the only reason I would probably say that is because you and I both knew Fernando.
Right.
And mm-hmm. Fernando's husband used to work for him.
Right.
And
so did a couple of people. Like, yeah. We had our friend Millie, who also worked for Virgin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But, you know, speaking in the LGBTQ, you know, side of it.
Right.
So...
And there was a Virgin Atlantic flight that traveled from New York to Britain that replaced all of their flight attendants with drag queens.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah. We talked about that.
They just allowed the flight attendants to.
Was it the flight attendant? So maybe they just got.
It was supposed to be a joke. It didn't land. Oh,
Lord have mercy. Can you imagine? All right. So can you imagine Miss Richfield 1981 had a lettuce? What's her name? Lady Bunny. And maybe Bianca Del Rio being flight attendants on a flight. That would be murder. I mean, first of
every
all,
time my mother goes on a flight, she takes a photo with a flight attendant. She's like, I found your husband. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Can you imagine your luck? It'll be freaking, what's her face? Lady Bunny.
I know.
Oh, look, Nick, I found your husband. I don't even know how Lady Bunny would fit through the, like, through the walkway. Like I feel like everybody should have their hands up as she walks by. They just keep pushing her hair down with her. Like, right, like a little wave. Woo.
I feel like it would be hanging out of the, like, door. Like, when they closed it, it would just still be like.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But, you know, I mean, listen, anytime that someone takes an opportunity to bring light to the fact that Pulse happened and that we lost 49 beautiful souls, it is good for our community. But you're right. Put your money where your mouth is. And start donating and giving money. And
yeah, 100% props to Branson, but at the same time.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So listen, we've been going for 35 minutes.
I quit.
she's nasty. Talking about nonsense and craziness and beautiful and important things. So we're going to take a break. We'll leave you with some music. And when we come back, of course, we've got more Dish. So you guys stick around and we'll be right back.
She was waiting by the back door, said, babe, we gotta leave town. Get your shit, get your suitcase, your dog, your guitar, cause we gotta go now, cause they're coming. Well, they know our fucking names, yes, they're coming, just the same. Well, I know you don't want to leave your life. You've had some blood and tears, little joy, little strife. But they're coming, well, they're coming down the road. Yes, they're coming, truth be told. And don't forget the whiskey, and don't forget your history. It was never their land in the first place, but they're coming just the same. A knapsack full of judgment, hypocrisy and lies. And they're talking so much hateful bullshit, they've begun to gather flies. But they're coming, well, don't look them in the eyes. Yes, they're coming, no surprise. And with so much terror in our past, how are you so surprised it's come to bite you in the ass? Yes, it's coming. Well, it's nipping at your heels. Yes, it's coming for the kill. And don't forget the whiskey, and don't forget your history. It was never their land to sell or trade. No, don't forget the whiskey, and don't forget your history. It was never their land. First place, but they're coming just the same. So I'll meet you at the station where we can get on that train. Head out to the wastelands where we can change our names. Cause they're coming. Well, they know our fucking names. Yes, they're coming. Just the same, just the same, just the same, just the same.
All All right. Well, welcome back from the break. That, of course, was the amazing Amanda Barrick with Wastelands, which is also the title of the album. That album, of course, is available on all the major music streaming services. So make sure that you go and support your LGBTQ plus artiste. Thank you. So while we're waiting for JA to come back, I suppose I can read some breaking news that just is just coming in. The Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, is preparing to actually announce a new warning for the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Wait. I didn't do something.
Breaking news.
All right. The Food and Drug Administration is preparing to announce a new warning for the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, saying that the shot has been linked to a serious but rare side effect, Guillain-Barré syndrome, in which the immune system attacks the nerves, according to four individuals familiar with the situation. About 100 preliminary reports of, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Have been detected after 12.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine were administered, said the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in a statement. So, again, this is probably going to start causing some mass hysteria. But, of course, you know, the last time about six individuals or more that supposedly were getting blood clots as a result of receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But nonetheless, it's there. So be on the lookout for that statement from the FDA. And that's that.
J&J.
So we're back. We're queer. We're still here. And Jay is here. And Jay's here. That's important. He finally joined us. Thank you, Jay. She's back.
I don't hear myself. Do you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We hear you fine.
I sound really low. I don't know. But I hear you guys just fine.
You're number three?
Yeah.
If I do that, is it better?
Oh, better.
Okay, see? It's like butter. It's better. So we've got a couple of stories that I really wanted to make sure that we mention on today's show. We spent the first half sort of kind of going through like the motions as we do. But I definitely wanted to make sure... that we mentioned these. This story is done. So one of the first things that I wanted to mention was a ruling from an Israeli court that is making the way for same-sex couples to actually have access to surrogacy. And Israel's Supreme Court opened up the path for same-sex couples to work with surrogate mothers to have children in what Israeli politicians and activists say is a win for the country's LGBTQ plus community. In 2018, the country expanded surrogacy access to single women. And in 2020, the court ruled that expansion, which included single men and same-sex couples, was unlawful. The High Court found that policy disproportionately harmed the right to equality and the right to parenthood, according to the Associated Press. It then gave the Israeli government 1 year to pass a new law. However, Parliament never did, which is why they ruled on Sunday that since for more than a year, the state has done nothing to advance an appropriate amendment to the law. The court ruled that it cannot abide the continued serious damage to human rights caused by the existing surrogacy agreement, which to me is amazing.
That was a lot.
Yes, it was. And I only like fucked up one or two words. Don't go there. Don't go there, Vita. And I'll tell you, so I have a friend of mine who now has become a friend of mine, who's a coworker, who came from Spain, and him and his partner came from Spain specifically because they wanted to have a child and they wanted to go through the surrogacy process. And apparently the state of Oregon has really, really good supporting legislation on the books for people who want to go through the surrogacy process. And so they went to Oregon. He works here in Connecticut, right? He works for my company. Mm-hmm. And he traveled to the state of Oregon to go through the surrogacy process. They got their child. They're now back in Connecticut. The company actually has on the books policies that actually help them monetarily, financially, to make this happen, which I didn't even know that this was possible, right? That we had these services for same-sex couples to be able to actually get funds to go through the surrogacy process through our insurance.
I think there are a lot of companies that actually do that now.
Well, I didn't know. I wasn't aware, you know, and for someone who's involved in a lot of the things.
Well, I mean, you've been carrying
twins for... Oh, this fucking bitch. I'm gonna cut her. I just think it's beautiful. I just think it's great. You know, if you want to be able to offer some young person an opportunity at life and bring them up in an environment that's just loving and caring and open, like our community is, then you should have that right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a beautiful thing. And so my friend, you know, now they've got their little baby daughter and she is gorgeous and beautiful and they're amazing. And I'm proud and I'm happy for them.
I mean, I'm conflicted. Part of me kind of wants kids, but right. Then the other part of me is like, weren't gay men created because the truly gifted shouldn't be burdened with children?
Right. But you can always do what you did. Like you went through this process years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, where you donated your sperm.
My jokes are not landing today.
No. No.
No. No, it's not.
No, I mean, and you were also talking about that TED Talk too, right?
No.
On the reason why gay boys, you know.
No, I literally just said gay men were created so that the truly gifted weren't burdened with children.
There, none of us are truly gifted here. Not one of us. Clearly. So therefore, you know, it's a possibility that we could end up with kids. Who knows?
Oh God.
So, but that's one thing.
We can't create kids though.
Huh?
Like your babies are away right now.
No, you can't. That's why I would be like, Grandma, Mama, you want to make one fat? Here, shove food down this one's mouth. Keep him happy and content, like you did with us throughout our entire childhood. And because yeah, evidently, like when we started crying, she would feed us.
I mean, yeah.
And she said, as long as I was fed and laying on my back, looking like a little frog, I was happy.
That sounds about right.
I was a happy baby. But yeah, so congratulations to the people of Israel and especially members of the community that you now have this opportunity to be able to establish a family via surrogacy, which I think is just absolutely important. So,
especially in a country and in an area where it's so religion focused.
Mm-hmm. Right. Actually, so Israel, though, has a very, very prominent and large gay community.
Right. And interestingly enough,
and they're
yes, they are. So when we had Bijan on the show, you remember that he had mentioned that surprisingly Iran has really, really like
an underground, not really talked about,
not gay community, but they're very open to transgender people. He had mentioned something about the fact that transgender women in that country are treated with more respect than transgender women in this country.
Are you trying to make a segue?
Maybe, yes, possibly.
I feel you.
So
it's turning into that.
But no, I remember Bijan had come in, which was very surprising because at one point in time, we collectively held a view of the Middle East being very, very, very horrible towards all members of our community. And while a lot of that is true in a lot of the nations that make up the Middle East, he shocked us when he told us that on the show, you know, way back when, like 2 or 3, 4 years ago, whenever it was. God, I can't believe we've been on the air that long. But anyway, speaking of segues, why don't we just toss it over to you?
Well, I thought you were taking it.
Oh, you want me to take it? What do you want me to take?
I thought you were making a segue.
What kind of segue? I'm confused.
Never mind.
Ugh. All right. Well, why don't we talk about your story then?
Which one?
So you have two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about the vaccine trials?
No.
No? Okay, then talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
God damn it.
So exciting news out of Brazil, which we also know Brazil and, you know, that area has a very high... oh my God.
Has a history of being
anti-gay, very hateful, and oh my God, why am I struggling for transgender individuals? It's very, anyway.
Yeah, one of the highest death rates for transgender women in the world.
So the very sexy Brazilian presidential hopeful comes out as gay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Talk about visibility. And this is the guy that's running against.
Can you just tell me how to say his name?
Eduardo Leite, I believe, right?
Okay. Yep. So Brazilian governor and presidential candidate Eduardo Leite came out as gay during a TV interview last week. A critic of President... That's another name.
Bolsonaro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leite is the governor of southern Brazil state of Rio Grande do Sul. He would be the first openly gay presidential candidate in the South American country. Isn't that amazing?
You're okay, girl.
There is a fly, right? I'm not crazy.
That should try to fly up my nose.
Okay.
Yeah. She's envisioning stuff. I think this is great. We've had many of conversations on the show about how tough it is for the LGBTQ plus community in Brazil, specifically the trans community.
In South America in general, but
specifically in Brazil, mm-hmm. right? We've seen a lot of stuff come out, and especially when Bolsonaro was elected into office, he was very anti-gay. He was very similar to the asshole that we had in office and following in his footsteps and really peddling that rhetoric. Mm-hmm. And I think that having someone that's running against him on an LGBTQ plus platform, right?
Well,
may not necessarily be a platform, but the fact that he has publicly come out and said, I am a candidate for mm-hmm. president and I am a member of the LGBTQ plus community, I think is going to help to open up a lot of conversation in this country in where the majority of the community is really hurting right now.
Well, and also, too, like, he's already governor, right?
Right.
So him coming out and being finally, you know, open about his private life, which he said he doesn't normally do or talk about, is a huge step for that region. And in general, like, the whole Hispanic community.
Right.
I mean, that is, like, a big deal, especially when we've talked about it on the show several times, especially in the Hispanic community, you have a lot of machismo and a lot of, you know, issues when it comes to the LGBTQ plus community. And I think that, like, putting somebody on a pedestal like this or giving somebody who is in a position of power or leadership is going to really, like, change the, you know, narrative and help kids and families understand that, like, you can be whatever you want to be.
Plus, he's sexy as fuck.
That's what I said. He's fucking hot. Like,
he's yummy. Hot. He's cute. Mm-hmm. He's cute.
Eduardo Leite.
Are you single? Because I am.
He can get it.
And of course, the president he is going up against is openly homophobic. So
oh, yeah.
This would be a win-win.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So congratulations to him for having courage to come out and being...
Eduardo
Leite.
Roll that R, baby. Eduardo.
And I do want to say the last thing is that he said, I am a governor who is gay, not a gay governor. As former President Obama said that he was a president who was black, not a black president,
right.
Which is very important.
Well, right, because, you know, first and foremost, before anything, you're human, mm-hmm. and you just happen to be gay. But nonetheless, it's very impactful for the gay community there and for kids and people and everyone growing up seeing themselves in someone, right? See the crown, be the crown.
Imagine if Brazil had a gay president before we did.
That would be crazy.
They will.
They probably will. You just never know. I mean, we could have had Pete Buttigieg, but, you know, that happened. We do have that Time magazine picture there. Is that what you were looking at? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of members of the trans community, I wanted to talk a little bit about the nation's most brazenly hurtful anti-LGBTQ laws that have been placed on the books at some point. So one of the nation's most insidious anti-LGBTQ laws, which required that Tennessee businesses post a sign, check this out. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. They needed to post a sign warning the public that they allowed trans patrons to use their facilities was literally blocked by a federal judge on Friday. So Republican Governor Bill Lee signed House Bill 1182 into law in May. Back in May, which required any building or facility open to the general public that allowed trans access to post a sign with the language, quote, this facility has a policy of allowing the use of restrooms by either biological sex, regardless of designation on the restroom itself. It applies to locker rooms, showers, and dressing rooms as well, and it went into effect on July 1st. Well, responding to the lawsuit by Kai Sayers and Bob Bernstein, who run an art center in Chattanooga and a restaurant in Nashville, respectively, Judge Alita A. Trauger. Oh my God, these last names are just so hard. So forgive me. of the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee granted a preliminary injunction against the trans signs law while their court case against this particular law proceeds. So basically in doing so, it is basically allowing restaurants to not have to make such declarations publicly, because I think it's just ridiculous. Right,
that's fucking absurd, dude. I see this shit sometimes, and it just fucking grinds my gears. It's just so fucking asinine. I mean, who the fuck cares if you got a pee, go pee.
Right,
you know what I mean? It's just it's a fucking bathroom. Everybody does the same shit in there.
Right. I mean, when you really think about it, even the judge in this case, for example, she said, quote, restaurant and performing spaces are businesses, but that is not all that they are. They are also among the most important physical locations in which communities so often consigned in this era to electronic space can gather and grow together in a manner rooted in a particular neighborhood, in a particular city, or in a particular state. The plaintiffs have presented evidence that they have strived to be more welcoming, spaces for communities that include transgender individuals, and that the signage required by the act would disrupt the welcome environment that they wish to provide. That harm would be real, and it is not a harm that could simply be remedied by some award at the end of litigation. And so, you know, in this case, I think she made the right call.
Yes.
It's really just, it's disturbing how hard they're going after the community, especially the trans community.
So I want to start by saying, one, where do we live?
We're in the US of A.
Correct. And this is a...
state of Tennessee.
No, this is a free country, right?
Free
right.
country.
Right. And in this article, the language literally says, required any building or facility open to the general public that allows trans individuals to use their facilities, that allows trans access to post a sign with the this language. What building, what place in this country would not allow a person or human being into their business?
So,
and I know that obviously, you know, we've talked about it on the show. We've had, you know, cake owners and this and that, but like the fact that the word allow,
yes,
right,
is in this fucking article in America, in a free country, you are allowed to go wherever the fuck you want. You are allowed to do what you want to do within, you know,
reason, as long as you're not breaking the laws or
like saying bomb on an airplane. But like,
well, apparently being trans is breaking the law to some of these assholes.
That's what it feels like to me. It's like, that's what it's
to me. Honestly, what I see there is that some of these people that are trying to pass these laws are afraid that they're going to see someone, be attracted to them, try and hook up with them, and then find out it's a fucking guy. That's what I see happening.
I mean, I hear...
there's no other fucking word.
Or maybe transitioning.
I got caught in a fucking airport bathroom tapping three times under a fucking stall.
Yeah, poor senator. That was a representative in Congress, I think it was.
You were on the other side of the stall, right?
Right. And he tapped his foot three times.
Three times, girl. She got the wiener.
And I arrested her.
I don't know. I guess that word allow just really triggered me.
No, it's
bullshit.
This whole thing triggers people. I mean, when you think about it, it's like you're saying, okay, you're singling me out singling me out as an individual and as a part of a community, and saying that You don't have to do that for white people. You don't have to do that for men or women. You're just basically specifically targeting trans people. Mm-hmm. And now you have to put up a sign saying that you allow trans people to go into any of these two facilities, regardless of how they identify. And so that is, it's not a law that is being applied equally to everyone. And when you think about equality, and when you think about the fact that we are all created equal and the law should apply to all of us equally, that is detrimental to a specific group or a protected class.
Well, I also
so does that mean that they want businesses to put signs out that says straights only?
Oh God. I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Right.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, right. Just think about what they're fucking aiming at. Straights only.
Yeah. I mean, next thing we know, are we going to have like a trans water fountain?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Fucking asinine.
History repeats itself. We just never learn, you know?
Meanwhile, Biden just, didn't he just pass a law or do an executive order for a third gender on the passport?
Right. That's something that we also had on the books here to talk about. So being that you mentioned it, why don't we just jump into that and talk a little bit about that? Yeah, you better work.
Girl. I didn't even realize that wasn't there.
So
I'm not joking.
Actually, no, it wasn't, but it was one of Mama Kim's minutes.
Stories.
But yeah, so according to this, the administration will create a non-binary X gender marker on U.S. passports.
And therefore, if that is the case, and you identify as non-binary or X-gender, you can't, what are they going to do?
Right. So here's the thing. Let's go back to that conversation we had earlier on this year when finally President Biden became president, which was a glorious moment for all of us here on the show. Jen Psaki, you know, came out and said, you know, all of these states that are currently actively attacking the trans community and trying to pass anti-trans legislation at the local level need to keep in mind that the president signed an executive order. Right now they are breaking the law and they're going to use all of the resources that they have in their power to fight these states and go after trying to invalidate a lot of these laws that these states are passing at the state level.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jay said it best, really. At the end of the day, why do you need to know? At the end of the day, if I have to go to the bathroom, I'm not going into the bathroom for, you know, a hookup. I'm going to take a pee. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Like, why do you need to know if I have a dick or I don't have a dick?
It's none of your business. I'm behind.
Or if I identify as trans and I identify as a trans woman and I have a dick.
It's none of their business.
No.
It's none of their business at all. And like I said,
and you also know, trans women and trans men, in a lot of cases, are a lot hotter than those motherfuckers. So yeah. Shut the fuck up.
So that's the thing. So, I mean, if they want, you know, members of the trans community to go to the bathroom that coincides with the sex in which they were born into, the way they do, I mean, can you imagine a trans man walking into a woman's room because he's forced to go to the woman's room and what women would react like?
Yeah. No, I what I just said may have sounded a little vapid. What I really meant by saying, like, they're hot or beautiful is that you can't tell.
Right. Right.
I don't know.
Right. And to me, you know, you are who you are until you tell me otherwise. Right. And for me, if I see you, as a woman and you know, you were once a man and you transitioned and you're presenting to me female, I'm going to address you as I see you until you tell me differently. Mm-hmm. Yes. And if I'm unsure, I will politely ask, please let me know how I can address you, right? Tell me your pronouns. What would you prefer? Because it's the way for us to be able to be respectful able to have that conversation with people.
Somebody came into the bar. This was pre-COVID, but someone had come into the bar and they handed me their card. And I looked at the card and clearly they were a trans female, and there was a guy's name on the card. So I looked at the person. I was like, what's your name? So I can write it down on the tab. And they literally got teary eyed and said, I can't believe you asked me that, because I'm not going to write down Jack if you go by Cindy.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And she was like, why did you ask me that? I'm like, because that's
so can
that's
I tell
how
you
we work.
Can I let you into a little secret? So while we were off last week,
are you going to go by Cindy?
No, oh. I read an article, and so MasterCard evidently is going through a pilot program that has been adopted by Citibank and other banks are on the way, in which they will allow trans individuals to register with their legal name, even if it's the name of a man, on record, but display whatever name they want on their credit card.
So I can get one that says Trish.
Yes, you can. So the
Trish
way, the way,
Stratus.
Right.
She's a wrestler. But.
So the way it works is that.
Oh my God.
So if you're a person who's transitioning, but go ahead, because I feel like you have to get that out.
Trish Stratosphere.
So, no. So recently, you know, you have a really good friend, Jackie, who mm-hmm. is around a lot. And I recently met her husband, who I'd never met before.
He got bit.
I did get bit by the dog, but that's mainly because I hugged him, but he was so funny. I guess he said to Jackie, who is this Nick person? Why did he hug me? And she was like, oh, sorry, Trish. Because she calls me Trish all the time when she's telling stories that he didn't know my name was Nick. So she's like, this is Nick. And he's like, who the fuck is this person hugging me? Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Yes, I'm sure once he heard Trish, he was like, oh
got it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he went to hug, you know, my best friend's husband at the end when he was leaving, and Bandit, which is one of my best friend's children, bit Nick in the butt and in the ankle. Mm-hmm. So that was momentous.
Giving yet another example as to why they're called ankle biters.
The other bitch.
No, I mean, like, between him and Jackie, they just raise
murderous animals.
Okay, so the program in itself for MasterCard is called Being Your Truest Self is Priceless, right? So that's one of the taglines. But, I know it was here. Sorry. It's called Pride MasterCard. And what it's doing is they're going through the process of revamping everything so that it makes it possible in empowering transgender and non-binary card holders to use what they call their true name, right? And what that allows is, like I said, if you are, let's say, Peter Jackson on your legal documentation, but you are identifying as non-binary or transgender and your real name is Monica Lewinsky, for example. Horrible name to choose, I know, for a reference, but it's the first one that came to mind. Forgive me. Then you can be, you know, whoever you are, Peter Rabbit, on paper, but on your card, you would read Monica Lewinsky. And I think it's just a beautiful thing to do. And it's going to just really open up a lot of possibilities in where transgender members of our community don't have to go through that very moment.
Yeah.
You know, I remember bartending. We host a Diva Social every month, mm-hmm. once a month, where transgender and individuals of that community come together in our bar. And one of the common things, if you don't know their names, is that mm-hmm. they give you a credit card and it's got someone's name on it. And typically it would be a male name, but you know that they want to be called something else.
Yep.
And so we made it a point to ask their names, you know, what would you like me to write down on the card? Mm-hmm. Or as the years went by, you would know them, you know, like I would know my regulars and I say, okay, well this one, you know, is Ashley, or, you know, she would like to be called Angie. And so that's what I write.
Yeah.
And I think this is amazing. Yeah. I think this is amazing.
It's
I forgot
really great.
That I read that last week. And I think, see, it's just, this is why we do what we do. So
what do we do?
This.
Oh.
Right. So, and we were talking about this. Why? This is why we do what we do. No, it's just important. So anyway, you were talking about that story. It really triggered that reminder that I had read that article. And I think it's great. All right.
Anyway. Jay, do you have anything?
Yes, Jay, please.
Besides the pipe in your mouth?
The pipe. I know that actually, I believe it's July 30th, the Bridgeport Outworks same-sex art exhibit begins. So,
are they doing Pride in Bridgeport?
Yes, they're planning on doing that as well.
Do we have any details as to when they would decide? Because I know that Ricky Mastery, yes, does a lot of work with the Pride committee there to set up the
He runs
events.
It, doesn't he?
No, he kind of puts the artwork together. But City Lights kind of does everything. He does a lot of that, you know, word of mouth promotion and tries to get people to come in and do the show. Actually, last year, the guy that did my tattoos, I spoke with, and I got him some of the information. He was able to get into the show, and because I was there laughing at me. So he was able to participate.
The guy that does your tattoos doesn't only just do your tattoos.
He does. Oh, Lord, have mercy, I cannot. Well, that may be true, but no.
Let me stop. Love you, Jay. Yeah.
Nasty.
He's great. Artist.
He's a great artist. That's
he's fun. A great artist.
And that's all people need to know.
He colors outside the lines.
Outside the lines.
Big time.
But no, I know the 30th of the month is the Outworks at City Lights Gallery. I know I'm trying to get some info on that.
That's okay. Well, we know that Ricky Mastery is going to have some sort of involvement in that.
Yes.
And so if you're in Connecticut and you want something fun to do and you want to support your local artist, you want to make sure that you attend this event, which is going to happen on July 30th, you said, right?
Yes. 30th and the 31st. The 30th is the City Lights. It's, you know, the opening. They do a lot of stuff. They usually have a lot of people come up and
they have like a parade.
And they always do a small parade after. Yeah. It's not a huge parade, but it's something, you know, which kind of got started as a result of the same-sex art exhibit. Right. So Ricky Mystery kind of has spearheaded that for some time. And it should be pretty interesting. I try to support and you know, he always does a lot of good stuff. But for those of you that are local, City Lights Gallery is at 265 Golden Hill Street in Bridgeport. You need to look up info. I'm sure you could go into their website and get additional information.
What's their website?
I don't know it, but
I mean,
well, I was actually going to say, why don't you? You're good friends with Ricky, right? I mean, right. We all are. Why don't you reach out to him?
Have Ricky and then join us.
We can have him join us next week.
I mean, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but Chris is not here with us today. She stayed home watching movies.
She had a dinner date, I heard.
Mm. Who knows?
She had to get her Wi-Fi fixed.
Yeah, right. Sure. Her Wi-Fi.
That's what they call it now? Uh-huh. That's what you young kids call it now?
The Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi? You got his Wi-Fi?
He had to get his router plugged in.
Mm-hmm. He had to make sure that, you know.
He was connecting.
Oh,
he
poor
was
guy. Connecting. Poor guy. Right. We've been going at him all
He's
day.
He's been buffering all day. Week.
We've been going at him so bad today.
Let me tell you, when I looked at my phone, it was him. Yes, last week it was, but it was live on.
Well,
the
2 weeks.
It was
warranted.
But let me tell you, when I looked at my phone and saw 63 messages.
Oh, that's nothing.
And I was like, "Ooh, something happened." I read. Nope. It's like being on Facebook, reading through the whole bochinche.
That is nothing. Yeah, so Nick and I are part of a bartenders group.
Yes.
And there's like 9 of us in there. So Paul, who used to be part of the show in year one, like the first 18 episodes, has a really great way of instigating stuff on this thread. And so he starts and then people they gif this and bitch that and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I go to bed and wake up the next day and there's over 600 individual messages of people going back and forth. It is horrible. Horrible. And then when you go, there's a way that you can see how many gigs your messages app is taking up alone and what contributes to that occupation of space. GIFs is the number one. There's like 15 gigs of GIFs just sitting in my iMessages app, and then photos and stuff like that. It's just crazy.
All those wonderful dick pics. Not
right.
So unsolicited dick pics that we do not delete.
Yeah. All right. Save that for the spank pack later.
Oh my God. Wait, hold on. Time out. Shut up. You said it. I have to do it.
What?
Oh my God. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Lord have mercy. What are we pulling up?
At some point in your life, somebody has masturbated to the thought of you.
It's true.
Well, I don't believe so, but all right. I got you, homie. Next one goes out to you. So Jay sent this to us when we were on break. Somebody actually posted that. What was it? Facebook or Instagram?
It was Insta, yeah.
And then people were replying.
I got you, boo.
I got you, bro. Next one goes out to you.
And we were dying. It was funny. It was funny. Jay has an ability like to send the funniest GIFs or GIFs. GIFs, or memes, or memes, or memes, whatever you want to call them.
Yep. Oh my God, yeah. You are aging yourself right now.
I know. Listen, I still call that shit the pound sign, and people are like, what the fuck is a pound sign? I'm like, the hashtag, motherfucker. Because back in the days, you know, for English,
pound.
No, wait, to go back to the previous menu, press the pound. Now it's like hashtag.
Pound 411, like, was that a thing?
No. Pound.
That was what they called you in high school.
No, it was *90**69 was redial. And then you can block your number by doing *66 or something like that. I remember all those codes.
Of course you do. All right.
Bitch, I'm ancient. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you all. We are going to wrap up the show for today. We've covered a lot of important material and a lot of great stories. And of course, you know,
some not so important.
I think they were all wonderful. I mean, we talked about some great things. Again, you know, my hat's off to Richard Branson, but fuck you for spending that much money on trying to get into space and not helping the human race. But anyway.
Hey, tickets are like $250,000 right. If you want one. Where for a 4-minute ride in space.
Do you know how many dicks I would need to suck on the boulevard to come up with $250,000?
Yeah, especially because you only charge $5.
Oh, she's nasty.
Hey, COVID hit. Everybody raised their prices. That's you need to work on that.
Oh, girl. I'm going up.
30. I'm going up.
30.
That's all right. A big jump. You're going to lose some business.
That's all right.
She's got to remove her teeth.
I might get... Hey, listen. The child tax credit thing is going into effect. So that means that people with kids get a freaking tax credit every month now.
Can I get one? Can you press my button, please?
Press sure. Oh, yes.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Here's Mama Kim's Minute. Number one, Biden administration will create non-binary X-gender marker for U.S. passports.
Yes, queen.
Number two, gay couple to compete together in a team dressage event at the Olympics.
What the fuck is a dressage event? I want to know what it is.
Is that going to be like dressing up in drag?
I don't know.
Are they going to time it?
If that were an Olympic sport, she'd win.
Yeah. I don't know. Number three, Cataluña Enríquez.
Yes.
Cataluña Enríquez. Uh-huh.
Will be the first trans woman to compete in the Miss USA pageant.
Yes. Cataluña Enríquez.
Cataluña.
That's awesome. Bravo. That's fantastic. All right, so do you want to do On This Day in Gay History?
Sure, let's do this. All so right. On this day in gay history, brought to you by Chris's absence and Gay Talk 2.0.
Oh.
First cover story of HIV and AIDS, where? California. When?
No. Try again.
Oh, Carolinas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See?
In what state?
Carolinas.
Which one?
Oh, where? North Carolina.
When?
July 12, 1983.
What?
The Charlotte Observer in North Carolina runs its first cover story on HIV/AIDS in the Carolinas.
Right. So, and that's just going to show you that
I was 8 years old.
When you make history as being the first publication to run a story on HIV/AIDS,
Nick was still swimming in somebody's sack.
I don't even think she was swimming.
Yeah, she was.
She was an accident waiting to happen.
She was just waiting for that broken condom to come up.
Whoops.
You know, and goes to show. I knew we didn't talk about something. So yeah. speaking of this on this day in gay history, just to let you know that there are some trials that are happening.
No, we skipped that.
We did. Oxford University, and I'll just go over it very quickly. So researchers at the University of Oxford in the UK have launched a phase 1 trial of a new vaccine that should target a range of HIV variants, according to PharmaTimes. The trial, part of the European AIDS Vaccine Initiative, will feature 13 people between the ages of 18 and 65 who are not living with HIV and who researchers consider not at high risk for transmission. Participants will receive a dose of the vaccine known as HIV Concivix, according to PharmaTimes, and then a booster 4 weeks later. The HIV Concivix vaccine is a mosaic vaccine, and it is designed to target the weakest areas of HIV in the body. A mosaic vaccine is one that combines parts of a variety of HIV strains that are put into one shot to begin an immune response, according to Johnson & Johnson. Interestingly enough, if they're making this vaccine and you're about to like develop some, you know, side effects and get some other syndrome that they're about to announce, you know, the FDA, I would take this with a grain of salt. But it just goes to show you that we are making strides. And think about it this way. It's been 40 years since one of the first cases of HIV were reported. And to think that 40 years later, we're potentially at the precipice of having a vaccine is huge. And so, based on your On This Day in Gay History, I thought that we should mention that. We'll be on the lookout for any more information on that, and hopefully we'll get good results from these trials. But we'll see.
Let's hope.
One would hope. So I would like to thank you all for joining us today. If you love the show, make sure you go rate, subscribe, and review. I change that up every single week. Like, I never say it in that same order. But anyway, you can review our show on your favorite podcasting service by subscribing. You get the latest and greatest of our show delivered right to your web browser or your device as soon as our episodes are published. As a subscriber, you can also support us on Patreon, which allows you to support the show with a monetary donation, which we collect monthly and can be in any denomination of a dollar or more. Jay?
Next week, we welcome. It's all about the dish because Miss Trish over here hasn't booked anyone lately. She's being lazy. But right. We'll see what happens.
So, yeah, get to work, bitch. is it me? Yes. Yeah, it's my turn, of course. And now here's Nick with a weekly reminder for all of you bottoms out there who want to keep their buttholes on point. Yes, we are talking about the future method.
Thank you. All right, get the future method today. Each time you clean out with water or enemas, delicate tissues are harmed and cells are damaged, increasing chances of injury and or STDs. The first of its kind, doctor-developed formula gently cleanses before you play without hurting your bum. Visit futuremethod.com to purchase your life-changing bum cleanser.
All right, and Jay?
And again, in Chris's absence, let's put a ring on it today.
Okay.
Really quick before we do that, because I always do this.
Yes, you do.
Guess what?
What? Chicken butt.
The People's Choice Podcast Awards are open for voting. Go to the podcastawards.com and you can vote for your favorite LGBTQ plus show.
Gay Talk 2.0 and LGBT.
Hello?
Did you subscribe us already?
Of course I did.
Show us some love.
Yeah. And I put it on my Gay Talk credit card.
Well, see, I knew you were going to get one eventually.
Eventually.
All right. Well, that's great news. So we'll create something and make sure that we have it on our site and promote that on Facebook, too. All right.
So our show is available in our website, gaytalk20.com, under the audio podcast. It is also available as a free download on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher Radio.
You can find
Nick,
us.
Over to you.
Oh, I like that. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Gaytalk 2.0, Instagram, Gaytalk 2.0, Twitter at Gaytalk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0@gaytalk20.com. Tom, give it a try.
All right. And if you need to reach out to us, just head on over to our website and click on the Contact Us tab. It's located at the top of the web browser. Duh. There you can leave comments, suggest topics, submit a question for the cast or an individual host. You can also call us on our Gay Talk phone. It's 334-GAY-TALK. And if you need all those digits, it is 334-429-8255. Don't forget that we do stream live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. Ladies and gents, that is our show. Thank you. And y'all have a fantastic night. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.